The second round of the National Football League playoffs begin tomorrow without some early Super Bowl favorites. Peter Richmond, a columnist for GQ magazine, says a number of first-round upsets show this year it's defense that's winning games.
Six of the eight teams that remain are in the league's top 10 defenses. The Raiders knocked out 10 quarterbacks this year, including two different guys twice. And the Giants, in their last game, knocked out Jacksonville's best receiver and best running back in the first half. So defense wins in the cold, and it's going to be an interesting playoffs in terms of who gets knocked out first.
Well, the quarterbacks still playing, at least in the NFC, are very young ones.
Yeah, the transition from the old Unitas immobile guy looks like it's complete. More than half of the remaining quarterbacks and three of the four in the NFC are the new breed, the mobile guys who can run and throw on the run and basically keep defenses off guard. Donovan McNabb has turned out to be the best of them in Philadelphia. He'll have a test in the elements of the Meadowlands in Giant Stadium, but everybody will be intrigued by the matchup in Minnesota where Aaron Brooks, a backup mobile quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, will be playing Dante Culpepper, another one of the new breed. And both of them are kind of hothouse quarterbacks. They're raised in the dome, and they'll be playing in a dome. And it'll be interesting to see who wins that one. But there's no question that the game has changed. It's time for every NFL team to look for a young, fast guy who's not afraid to run and get knocked out.
Right, and if they don't play the Raiders, then they may survive to be veteran quarterbacks someday.
Yep.
A couple of coaches seem to be particularly good at motivating their players this year. John Gruden with the Oakland Raiders and Jim Haslett with the New Orleans Saints.
Jim Haslett. Well, these guys both look about 29 years old. They're both blonde and blue-eyed and scarily intense. Watch them on the sidelines. Haslett in New Orleans completely turned the team over. More than three-quarters of the team are new players, which means that they don't remember the disastrous Mike Ditka era. And he's got his team playing above their heads. John Gruden in Oakland is just 37, and he's turned this team around by reanimating a couple of journeymen. Tyrone Wheatley is a running back who was just completely underachieving for years for the Giants, and now he's turned into the next coming of Jim Brown. And most importantly, Gruden's got Rich Gannon, his quarterback, playing for him. Gannon's playing the best football of his career.
Would you like to recap the past year in the life of Ray Lewis of the Baltimore Ravens?
Ray Lewis has had a remarkable turnaround. Less than a year ago, he was defending himself against murder charges and was ultimately pled to a misdemeanor. He's now been named the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year. So he calls it a fairy tale season. The purists, of course, call it a nightmare that he was even allowed to play. He single-handedly probably turned the Baltimore Ravens around.
Have you identified the Super Bowl teams yet?
I think the Raiders will go all the way to the Super Bowl in the AFC just because they're on a roll and they are young and hungry. The NFC is much harder to choose, but in the long run, I think the Vikings are probably the likeliest choice in that they've got so much offensive talent. And the other real possibility, the New York Giants, are capable of shutting down the operation on any given Sundays. But please don't quote me.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine.